Brother Brad, I truly appreciate everyone that's here tonight. Appreciate all of our visitors, and appreciate Brother Larry leading her singing, Sister Leanne Dotson playing the piano for us. The Lord's laid a little thought upon her heart, and I prayed that we'd be able to bring it out in a way that he'd receive honor and glory, and maybe we'd be able to get out of the way and let the flesh get out of the way long enough that he might be able to use us in a way that be pleasing unto him. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I pray you'll get something out of it. If you're here tonight and you're saved, I pray you'll get something out of it. I believe the word of God can affect us all. And just need your prayers. We're going to take a reading lesson out of Luke 24. And Jesus had done resurrected Mary and the mother of James and other women, the Bible says, had been there and found the empty tomb. Peter, they went back and told them, and Peter had went. And it said that they, as if they was telling tales, they didn't believe them. But we're going to start reading in the 13th verse. And the thought the Lord's laid upon her heart, I guess you'd have to take out a couple places in a reading. But as we walk along our way, and I pray the Lord would help us tonight, be able to bring something out tonight would be a help to you. As we walk along our way, I'm thankful that as I've walked along my way, the Lord has been there to help me. I'm thankful that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, and he's always there in our time of need and our time of trouble. And if you're here tonight and you're lost and you don't know that, you need him. And if you're here tonight and you're saved, you need to be thankful for that. Amen. But we're going to begin reading in the 13th verse. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 3 furlongs, and that's about 7.5 miles. And they talked together all the things that had happened, and it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And they said, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and ye are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known these things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and their rulers delivered him to condemn him to death and crucified him. But we trusted that he had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all these, today in this third day since these things were done. And yea, the certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not the body, came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which I said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools, O slow of the heart, believe all the prophets and have spoken. And ought not Christ have to suffer these things and to enter into glory, his glory? And beginning at the Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and made as though he would not go further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in and tarried with them. And it came to pass as he as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And that's reading down to the 32nd verse, and we're going to go over here. I was going to go about this, and I still don't know exactly, but we're going to try to follow the Lord. In the 14th chapter of John, Jesus said, I will send you a comforter. And he said, I will come unto you. And Jesus come by the way of the Holy Spirit of God to his church. It was a gift, give to the church. And Jesus came that way to them by the comforter. And it says in the 26th verse, but of the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. And we read, and you hear it a while ago in the 24th chapter in that 32nd verse, that they said one to another, did our heart not burn within us while he talked to us on the way and while he opened up the scriptures? And I pray tonight that I will be able to understand a little bit what the Lord's laid on my heart. As I don't know about y'all, but I went along my way since I was 14 years old and saved by God's grace. Just like Adam, when him and Eve had realized they'd eat of the fruit of knowledge and good and evil, God had said he come walking in the cool of the day and calling upon them. I want you to know he come and searched them out, and he saw it in me. He come looking for me. One night up at Rocky Mount, our missionary Baptist church, and he called on me, and I want you to know he called on them. He called Adam. He said, where art thou? And he said, he was in the garden because he was naked and he was hiding. I want you to know God knew where he was, and he come walking through the cool of the day. I think about how many times, no doubt, he come walking through the cool of the day, and they had communion with one another, just as Jesus did with them as they broke bread there. He showed them love, opened their eyes. I want you to realize, I want you to know their eyes was open that day. They saw themselves for what it was. And so did I. And so did you. If you've been saved by God's grace, if you're here tonight and lost, God's done showed you what you are. But he come walking looking for them. And I think about all the times since he saved my soul that I've been privileged for him to walk along with me. I got this thought a couple weeks ago going down the road. You can laugh at me if you want to. I was going down there talking to John. God running along. And I want you to know, all of a sudden my phone kicked on, and what I have for my ringtone is Brother Jonah Beasley and him. And it said, one day I was walking down Sin's Lonesome Road. My heart was all troubled and heavy as my load. I want you to realize, I begin to think that day I was praying. When I'm doing that, I talk to God. I don't go out there and just waste time. I spend my time when I get alone talking to the Lord. And honey, when that song come up, that phone ring, I knew I had to preach on this during this revival sometime or another. And I want you to know tonight, since me and him has been walking together, I've left, went off and left him different times, but he's never left me. He said, that 17th verse, as you walk in our sand. Oh, the many times their hearts were broken, they loved their Lord. I want you to know he was their master. He was their friend. He was their Savior. He was everything to them. And honey, their hearts was broke. They thought he was gone. And I want you to realize, he asked the one and said, how many times through life as you walk down life's way, honey, have you been heartbroken? Have you been sad? That your heart was just tore out. And you didn't know how he was going to make it. And then all of a sudden he come by wearing that comforter. And he bring to remembrance you a little down of scripture. And you begin to study and pray about that. And all of a sudden you know it's going to be all right. I want you to know it's what my God does for us. If you're one of his children, and especially if you're a member of his church, there's a communion there that's special. I want you to know the world don't know nothing about it. They can't see him. They can't hear him. But honey, he talks to me. You'd say, hey, you're a preacher, you're crazy. Yeah, I may be. I'll agree with you. But I know one thing. My God talks to me. He talks to me along the way. There's times I'll go behind the house there. And I'll go down there to that old pond. And I'll look at that old pond and water, how pretty it is and how still it is. And he leadeth me beside, making me lay down beside still waters. He walks with me down there. I can sit down there and talk to him a while. I want you to know he comforts me. He helps me along the way. And I want you to know my heart burns in that. I want you to know I'm so thankful that he walks with us along the way. I want you to know he never left them. He never forsake them. He's never left us for one second. Not one second. Amen. He's a living God from everlasting to everlasting. Y'all pray for me. The 43rd chapter of Isaiah, he said, but now this saith the Lord that created all thee, O Jacob, and he formed thee, O Israel, fear not. This is the first and second verse. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Have you been redeemed? Are ye his tonight? Honey, if you're his, I want you to know he's going to go with you. He's going to walk with you. He's going to help you along the way. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, and they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon ye. I want you to know when God's people come to the Red Sea, I want you to know he parted their back and they walked across on dry ground. When they come to the river of Jordan and before they crossed over to Canaan land, honey, he took them, went through the river with them. He never quit one time. He never missed one step. He walked with them all the way. And when Shadrach, Abednego, I can't even say it. Help me, Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they was in the fire, and don't see how when old Nebuchadnezzar said, did we put three in there? And don't say they were standing around in there. He said they there was a four walk around. I want you to know he was there walking with them. Amen. Never, not one hair was singed on them, brethren. He walketh with us, by the way. He goes with us everywhere we go. You read over in the 11th chapter of the Hebrew letter. It said they was just pilgrims traveling through. They looked for a country and a city that was not made by God, a man's hand. They was looking for a place Jesus went to prepare. I want you to know, honey, as we walk along our way, pilgrims traveling through, he goes with us. I've seen some of you go through the fire. I've seen you go through it the last couple years. I've seen your hearts be broke. I've seen you be sad. I've seen you be troubled. And I'll tell you what I've also seen. I've seen where the world would give up of these people that lost their children, of these people that lost their husband, of these people that was heartbroken. God began to work and burn in their hearts. I want you to know, and I see them today. Oh, brother, you've come further in the last year, and I have 15 years in the Word of God. He's got in there, and so have you, sister, and so have you. I've watched y'all. I've watched you get involved in church. I've watched your hearts burn when you hear the Word of God, and he comes by and comforts you and lets you know why. That ain't going nowhere. I'm God, and I'm right here. I'm still walking with you along the way as you travel. These two men was going through there. Listen, they was going through there talking. And no doubt they was hurting. I believe it said they was sad. I believe they was crying. I believe they was miserable. And here he comes. Honey, when you get in trouble, here he comes. And he'll walk with you along the way. Oh, and he began to tell them from Moses and the prophets how he must come and suffer and assure them that their Savior lived. They still didn't know who it was. But they was listening to the Word of God. And it was helping them. And he got to the point, he said, oh, I got to go. And they said, no, don't go. The Levite and priest, when they come along, they found that woman fell on the wayside. Had been whooped by the thieves. They was in too big a hurry. Brother Philip, I believe they had something to do at the temple. And they just like, I've got a work to do, Sean. I've got to go. I've got to get on down the road. I ain't got time right now. I want you to know, a lot of times that's the way it is with us. We won't have time. We won't take time. God's got to work for you right there, and we're too busy doing other things. Jesus stayed, didn't he? It was time for him to go, and they said, you just stay with us. It's late in the evening. So we went over and sat down with him. He broke that bread. And boy, their eyes was open. When he come walking up there, he found Peter and him fishing. He come walking up there and he said, do you have any meat? And they just said, no. And John recognized who he was. He said, it's the Lord. Peter put on his coat, jumped off the boat. I used to think it's because he was naked. He jumped off the boat. Listen, he didn't jump off the boat because he was naked. He jumped off and swam to him. And the Bible said when the rest got there on a little ship, honey, he swam 200 yards to get to be with the Lord. And the Lord knew they needed help. He knew they was hurting. They knew they was heartbroken. And here he come walking up. Have you got any meat? Cast your net on the right side. And honey, they got more than they can drag out with them. There's been so many times since I got saved as I walked along the way. I mean, there's been times since I pastored here in this walk that I'd get so discouraged. You just want to quit. Do y'all ever feel like quitting? Then he'll remind you of something. He'll use a little scripture. He'll remind me about little children and what they mean to him. I want you to know, honey, I look around here, the brother said earlier, he said, y'all are loaded with children. I said, amen. But that's a blessing, it really is. I'm not complaining, but in that, there's a lot of responsibility. Honey, when you see them not seeking the Lord, when you see them, I just keep turning their back on the truth, keep turning their back on the Holy Spirit of God. Honey, it just tears you all to pieces. And you feel like you're feeling them. And then he'll remind me, you just plant the seed. Let the church water. And I'll take care of the increase. You do your job. So we walk along our way. Hey, we quote this and all the time. I ain't going to quote it. I'm going to go read it because I ain't doing good at quoting tonight. Y'all pray for me. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where's the good way? He said, walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Honey, in this, when he's walking with you and when he's trying to help you, when he's showing you what your job is, I want you to realize we've got to be willing to walk in his ways. And boy, sometimes that's hard. Sometimes we have to yell, okay, folk, admit we're wrong. Sometimes we have to see things like God sees them. And honey, that's hard in that walk, I want you to know. But if you'll walk and listen to him as he tries to tell you along the way, when he comforts you and brings things to your remembrance, he can help you. Be able to walk in that old straight and narrow way. I want to tell you something. Sometimes when you take those stands and you walk in the way God would have you to walk, everybody's not going to like it. People will talk about you. They'll run you down. You'll lose friends over it. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire. Have you ever been tried by fire? I'm talking about tried by fire. I ain't talking about going through just a little trouble. I'm talking about being tried. Y'all heard me tell it. My pa, Back in the day, you had so much stuff and you used what you had. Every time you did something broke, you didn't go to co-op. If you broke a plow, you didn't run up co-op and buy a new one or a new point or whatever. He had old thing, what do you call them, Aaron? A blacksmith used them. And he had that up there in the barn. Not the anvil, the fire part. There you go. He'd go up there and he'd take that thing and he'd wind it. And he'd put them coals up there and he'd go, and he'd blow and they'd just sparks and it just gets so hot. And he'd take something, a piece of metal he was working on, he'd put it in there. And he'd get that so red hot, and then he'd pull it out, and then he'd go to the anvil. And then he'd bang, bang, and he'd start shaping it. And then he'd take it and put it back in the fire. Pull it out, bang, bang. And then he finally get it where he wanted. He'd drop it down some oil and it'd go, poof, like right there, and it'd harden it. As we go through the fire, he's trying to shape us, Jodell, into something that he can use. And when he pulls us out of that fire, he beats us and shapes us just like the potter with the clay. He's trying to turn you into something that's be useful to him. If you don't ever have no trials, I'm going to tell you, you're just never going to be useful to him. You go to Romans chapter 5. We may go read it here in a minute. But he'll take and shape you into something. And then when he coos you off, you know what'll happen? You'll be stronger. You'll be stronger. And the next time the fire comes along, the next time you're walking away, and the next time your heart's broke, the next time you lose a family member, the next time a friend of yours just will not have nothing to do with you, the next time you have marriage problems, the next time you don't have the money to make your house payment, the next time you're going through a trial that you don't understand, I promise you, he's walking right there. When you're saying, where you at, God? He's right there. He's waiting for you to trust him. He's waiting for you to be able to turn you into something he can use. I've not been through some of the fires y'all been through. I hadn't. The few little fires I've been through has been minor compared to some of y'all. But I have been in fire, and I've been tried, and I've been tested, and I found him true. I found his word to be true. Every time he'll remind me of something, some little something that I can grab a hold of and hang on to. I ain't going to be much longer. He told him over there a while ago, he said, you're mine. In that fifth chapter of Romans, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into the grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Boy, that's hard, ain't it? Also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience, and experience hope. And hope means here confidence. It don't mean wishful thinking. It means confidence. And hope or confidence make you not ashamed, because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So what did we talk about earlier? We talk about the Comforter. And it's given to us. And as we go along the way, I used to go everywhere I'd go, Brad. I still don't have no patience. I can't slow down to preach. I leave out half the scriptures that the Lord tells me while I'm studying. I probably need to bring out, but I figure if I need to, he'll bring them to me while I'm standing here. But I didn't have a bit of patience, and everywhere I'd go, I'd say, y'all pray for me, I'd have patience. Every church I'd go to. And then finally, I read Romans chapter 5, and I found out that tribulation worketh patience. You have to go through the fire. Get patience. And then when you get patience, then you get hope and confidence in God. And then the next time you're in the fire, Josh, you know what'll happen? You'll trust him. And then the next time you're in the fire, you'll trust him. And every time that happens, you'll get stronger. And every time, you'll say, don't it just burn you in our hearts to know as we walked along our way, as we're just pilgrims traveling through this. Listen, lost friend, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. You need him to walk with you along the way. I'm thankful I've been saved. I'm thankful I'm a member of the old time church that he set up there on the mount. I'm thankful for this way. I'm thankful that he come to us in the way of the comforter. Amen. Just like he come to them to comfort them as they walked along their way. 7.5 miles. I don't know how long it took them to walk, but he preached to them. I'm going to say the whole time. And he didn't start off too gentle about it. He let them know right up front and quick they should be believing. Because he had told them the whole time. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. He told them. He told them that he was going to raise again. He told them the whole time. So he preached to them the whole way. And you know, they was enjoying it. They was getting something out of it. Sometimes when the man of God stands up and preaches to you and it's hurting, when it's all said and done, your heart will just burn. Because you know he done it because he loved you. And he done that because he loved you. And then when it come time for him to leave, they wanted him to go a little further, and he went a little further with them because they still need a little help. And then you know what he done? He revealed himself to them. How many times in the far has he revealed himself to you? Old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, even so, O king, we will not bow. You know why? They knew he would deliver them. Just like Isaiah knew that he could raise up Isaac when he offered him there. He knew it. He knew. Listen. Or Abraham knew he could raise up Isaiah or Isaac. Isaac. Y'all ever had COVID? Sometimes it's hard to bring things to my remembrance. But he still works on it. Amen. But they knew they wasn't going to bow. They knew he'd be with them. And when the fire came, he was there. And he walked with them. And he brought them out and delivered. So God does deliver again. And if you're walking down a sin lonesome road tonight, my prayer is that you get to know the one that'll walk with you by the way. He's going to go with us. I don't believe we can cross that river by ourselves. He's going to have to be there. And I believe he'll go with us all the way and cross that river Jordan. I'm thankful I'm going. That's been my little bitty thought. It's been scattered. I'm just scattered all over the place. It seems like I've been that way for 2 months now. But I'm thankful that he can even use something like me if we'll let him. So, if not, if you don't know him, let him walk with you along the way. And I will tell you, he's the best friend. He is a friend that sticketh closest than a brother. He has been my best friend. He really has. And I love him tonight. And I'll be just like they was. If it was possible something to happen to him, I'd be sad. But I know there's no way, because he's done overcome death, grave. He's overcome it all, and he did it for me. And I believe tonight he sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for me and you. Go ahead with your song, brother. If you're here tonight, you're lost. Seek the Lord.